1380 WPHM, there is no doubt that batteries are paving the way for the future, not just in the auto industry, but in so many things that we use in our day-to-day life. And there's a Michigan-based startup company that is an innovator in cold plasma powder coating. They've been named as top 10 new battery company by Nat Bat International at their recent meeting and conference. Joining us right now is the founder and co-CEO of Intacells, which is based in Troy, Dr. Sean Gayden. Dr. Gayden, good morning. Thanks for joining us.
Good morning.
Just give us a sense of how important batteries are to our future at this point.
Well, batteries have been important for industries like electronics, personal, portable devices since the early 90s. It is becoming more important because we wanted to make better use of the energy that we have available to us. So therefore, it provides the convenience and makes it clean. When you drive an electrical car, you don't have the gasoline smell, and it makes it fun to drive. So I think people are catching on. And, of course, people concerned about getting power available to their house and with all the storms, have portable, available energy power storage. That part also makes sense. So that it's really stretching the capability of the battery technology since 2000.
Your company, which is based in Troy, Intacells, is really innovative, produces the only cold plasma 3D batteries in the world. Give us a sense of what that means and why that's so important.
Well, let's look at what's in the battery. If you had a chance to peek inside this little piece that is called battery, either in your phone or some other toys, you'll notice that the 3D object, really, what's inside, you'll see a lot of layers stacked up. So that's where the energy, the power coming out. That also tells you how much time you get to have this power before you have to charge again. So you start there so that in order to improve the performance, making it last longer, charge faster, and make it a little bit less costly, you have to start there. So the plasma technology has been used for other semiconductor manufacturing. What we're doing differently is that we have found a unique type of plasma, which was first commercialized in Germany, to use that as an energy source to coat, make these layers. The layers are basically nothing but foils, metal foils coated with material. We call active material of the battery. So in order to make the layers, then you stack them into a battery, and that's where you start. That's where you cut the cost as well in terms of manufacturing, in terms of energy consumption footprint, carbon footprint, when you make these batteries in the gigawatt hours, billions and billions of those. So this is why it makes sense for us to start looking at how we can make battery better. How can we make battery fit in any shape or form wherever we need them. So, yeah, the plasma technology is new relative to the battery industry, but we are the kind of pioneers bring that, really marry the two, plasma physics part and the battery materials chemistry, to make a better battery for everyone.
And that's a game changer, isn't it, Dr. Gayden, to be able to reshape a battery, because we've been sort of constricted in what a battery could be based on its size and its shape. And now you're able to sort of form it to fit many different needs.
That is really the ultimate goal. So right now we're used to looking at a battery pack in a vehicle. Either it's a big rectangular box or other shape that so you really have to save the prime real estate for the battery pack. Because, for example, the cars today are designed around the battery pack. So I came from the battery of the automotive industry, vehicle design integration. It really not the ideal case. It drives the cost up. So now today, 30% of the vehicle cost, a single most costly item for a vehicle, an electrical vehicle, is a battery pack. So how do we change that to make the car EV more affordable for everyone? So that same shape, form factor is important, not just for automotive, but for other applications as well, other type of products. But by changing the shape, you also have a chance to improve the range, the performance, fast charging. So we're not just addressing a single, the 3D printing technology really is a revolution in terms of how you think of a battery design. And that hopefully will enable other innovations in all industries.
Absolutely. We're so happy that Intercells is located in Michigan, heck, in the United States for that matter, because there really is a growing battle, isn't there, to see who is going to create most of the world's batteries. It's going to be the U.S. or China, isn't it?
I'm so glad you mentioned this. Because the lithium-ion battery industry commercialized first by Japan by Sony, and so the Asia has an advantage. So over the years, it has become Asian-dominant technology, especially the mass-produced manufacturing space. So how do we leapfrog since we are behind in terms of manufacturing? We do a lot of research in the materials and the chemistry in the United States. But now we are looking at, can we also lead in manufacturing? Because that's where money is made. So we with this technology, we will be able to rewrite the rules. We don't have to copy, follow. We will have a chance to lead. In that sense, it's very important. And I am so proud to be a Michigander, and I've lived here for almost 40 years. This is the time, this is the place, and to do that.
Well, and your life's work has really led to this, hasn't it? I mean, everything that you've done in your career has really sort of led to Intercells, hasn't it?
Yeah. Well, from very early on, I learned one thing, that you don't have a innovative idea by staying in one place. The world is very big, and a lot of smart people around the world. So in order to connect the dots, to come up with a new innovative way of looking at a problem, after all, it's about problem solving. So how do you come up with the best solution is by understanding what other ideas people have come up with. So through my career, I've traveled all over the world, to Asia, Japan, China, and Germany. So this is where the paths crossed. The dots were connected for me. So yeah, this is very much the product of my career throughout different industries, and came up with this idea. It really makes sense at the end.
Well, congratulations on your success, Dr. Gaydon. Continued success. This is technology that I can't really claim to fully understand, but I certainly know the importance of it and how much it means moving forward. And so we appreciate you helping us to understand it a little bit more this morning.
Great to be with you today, Paul. Thank you so much.
Take care. Bye now. 1380 WPHM in Port Huron. It's our Made in Michigan Monday feature featuring Intercells, which is based in Troy, Michigan. They're a startup, a cold plasma powder coating innovator, and now internationally recognized. Dr. Sean Gaydon, founder and CEO of Intercells, with us this morning on WPHM, Made in Michigan Monday.